this is called This Is Where You Ate.
Sitting alone with time to reflect and all that's come to pass. If anyone had told me how it would end up, I think I would have lied. If the moments that we should have stayed, challenge to know how to feel. The results are same as this is now the deal. This is where we had some fun. This is where we play. And now that time through this, this is where you win. This is where you slept at night. This is where we ate. Cause every day things have stopped now, because this is where you live. When you were leaving, the way you held me told me all I needed to know. Ghosts of you all around, and I like them being here with me. And until the next time, I'll be seeing you in my dreams. This is where we had some fun. This is where we played. And now that time through this, this is where you live. This is where you slept at night. This is where we ate. Cause every day this has stopped now, because this is where you ate. And I know in my heart that I got to let go, but I can't stand this feeling, and I can't say no. And I dream that you're with me, and it just isn't so. I'm a long way from happy. You're a long way from home. You're a long way from home. This is where you ate. Oh, this is where you
thank you very much. As you may or may not be aware, I suspect you probably all are aware, that that's from my fine debut solo album, The Incomplete Glenn Tilbrook. Now, thank you very much. Actually, the monitors are a little bit middly, and I could do with a bit more low end. That would be nice. Thank you, and a bit more guitar. That's the end of my sound check. I would like to say that since I've been here last in Atlanta, I'm glad that there are more of you that have come tonight. That's nothing against. That's nothing against. So I think that everything for the you of there that were there last time, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But to you new friends, welcome. We'll cuddle on a one-on-one basis later on. No, we won't. But The Incomplete Glenn Tilbrook, as I was getting around, so you probably all have copies of the record already. So I won't go on about it, other than to say that I went to Spain 7 weeks ago, where I did two concerts, one in Madrid and one in Barcelona. And to be quite frank, well, we were frank with the promoter and said, told him that Squeeze had absolutely no history of success in Spain whatsoever. And it may surprise you, this, my solo career hasn't taken off quite as I'd intended there either. So not a lot of promising circumstances for booking me. However, he went ahead with it and I was very happy to go. Madrid was okay. I had 50 people in, you know, made quite an impression, I think, on those 50 people. Well, it's more than I had here last time, so, you know, I'm not complaining, you know, it can build. So, you know, I was happy with that. Barcelona, on the other hand, was slightly more challenging for me. I had 15 people in at night. No, I'd offer your sympathy, thank you. It was good. I shook hands with everybody before the show, fixing them with a steely yet welcoming glare, making sure they knew that I was both their friend and their enemy if they decided to leave before the end of the show, and that I'd already firmly established in my own mind exactly who they were and where they were, which was a successful tactic because 15 people were there at the end of the show as well, which I regarded as a personal triumph. I digress, though, because the next day I was coming back to London, as you do when you've been to Spain for a bit, fly back, and I got a paper, and there was a free bonus Elvis Costello giveaway CD. This intrigued me, and upon further reading, I ascertained that his album, When I Was Called, has been re-released in the UK with 9 additional bonus tracks. Well, I thought, brilliant, I've already bought the record, so that's not very good. Then I put another hat on, my hat as record company mogul, and of course, as I said, you probably already have the incomplete Glenn Tilbrook, so why would you want to buy it again? Well, let me tell you this. No additional bonus tracks to sucker in. No, something far more sophisticated and lovely than that. What I've done personally is I have got lots of samples of my own DNA and enclosed them within the packaging of each and every album that is on sale tonight, which you can do what you'd like with. You can implicate me at a crime scene if that's your sort of thing. Although that wouldn't be very nice to me. That's the sort of thing I'm prepared to do for you. 15 to life. Fair enough, he bought my record. The other thing, of course, is you could grow your own Glenn Tilbrook for use around the house. Domestic duties, perhaps. A little song and dance every now and then if you're feeling need of a pick-me-up. A really great sandwich. Generally cheerful temperament given to bouts of moodiness every now and then, but you can just put him back in the cellar where he belongs. If he gets moody, that'll teach him a lesson, won't it? That I regard as a true gift to you all. Oh, Lorks, I exhaust myself sometimes. God knows if it must like being you. Anyway, enough of that. How about, instead, a bit of this?